Welcome to Today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. This year's Juno Awards marked historic wins and high-profile performances by Indigenous artists, celebrating their roles as central defining voices in contemporary Canadian music. The Junos are the equivalent to the Grammys in the U.S. Among the award-winning artists is Asanabi, an Oji Cree singer-songwriter from the Sucker Clan of Sandy Lake First Nation. He says he's encouraged by the direction Indigenous music in Canada is heading and pleased it got recognition on such a large national scale.
I didn't even think I was going to take home that award. There were such incredible people in that category. I saw who I was in the running with, and I was like, man, you know what? Everyone's been doing such incredible work. I thought, yeah, I'm just going to hang out with friends and have a nice dinner. I think I was like mid-bite of food when they called that first one and kind of just went up there, and you know, I didn't have anything prepared. I did two tours last year across Turtle Island, and I had like a local Indigenous artists open up every show along the way, and there's just such incredible talent all across the country and people waiting for the voices to be heard. And to see that was just incredible, because like part of my reasoning behind that too is like I grew up in the north. I grew up without electricity. I grew up without running water. I didn't know how to get into the music industry. You know, I just played shows, and man, it's, you know, just need to be heard, and they're just doing such incredible work, and it shows whenever they get onto a stage.
Asanabi says the acknowledgement is that much greater because Indigenous musicians often have to work twice as hard to get mainstream recognition. Another artist nominated at the Juno Awards is Jai King Green, a Mississaugas Anishinaabe singer with the Manitou Mukwa Singers. She says her music is just one way she hopes to improve Indigenous representation in her community and more broadly across the country.
I was recently elected onto our chief and council, so I'm a counselor for our First Nation here. Before this, I was working as an event and culture assistant. So a lot of the festivals that happen in our treaty territory here in Southern Ontario, I know like a lot of powwow singers and round dance singers, and getting to know other Indigenous artists in that space and getting to propel them and push them into the spaces that within our treaty territory, that's one of the things that I do. And even more so, I feel like now that I'm just getting started into my counselor role, being able to say, like, I know with FIFA 2026 coming up, getting our artists into as many different spaces as I can, because we deserve the recognition. You know, we're original people of this land, and you know, we should be recognized. And I always say first and foremost in any space, really, because we are the original people of this land, and you know, we share it out of the kindness of our heart.
Jai King Green says she and the Manitou Mukwa Singers are gratified by the nomination in such a high-profile event, since traditional Indigenous music isn't always celebrated in the broader music scene. Nakota Sioux singer Yellow Bear Nakota was also nominated. In addition to creating and performing traditional music, he supports young Indigenous people and advocates for Indigenous issues. He came to music later in life. He says it was a lifeline that broke through his own dissent into negative influences and substance abuse. He now wants to give back.
My work, I do gang prevention, and I talk about how culture really does save lives, because I'm a true testament of culture saves lives, and I would not be here if it wasn't for that drum. I was sitting in a maximum security penitentiary when they showed me that drum and I first heard that, and my healing began after that. And there was a I Don't Know More movement going on all across Turtle Island, and I was watching it on the news, and that's what sparked my warrior spirit. So when I got out, I continued to follow this Red Road journey, and I never stopped ever since. And I met incredible people all across Turtle Island, elders, professional singers, and just many people. Everybody, all of us Indigenous people on that stage, and to the Junos, man, like I look up to everybody there, because just seeing Indigenous people there is a win.
That is Indigenous musician Yellow Bear Nakota. He says his recent Juno nomination is a powerful reminder that people can chart a new, more positive direction no matter what their circumstances. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is Today's Voices.